Yo, the people's champ is talking. I need cemetery silence. Please. People, what I need y'all to do right now, I need y'all to go to www.bridgesmovingcleaning.com. That's www.bridgesmovingcleaning.com. This is my boy JB. Respectful. You know what I'm saying? No job is too big or small with Bridges Moving and Cleaning. They treat all customers like family. Customer satisfaction is number one. They aim to please every customer, outstanding service, and affordable rates. You can call for a quote. Again, it's www.bridgesmovingcleaning.com. I swear, put it on everything. You will not be disappointed with your service. They number one. Peace. Yo, what's good, people? Soon as you're done listening to the I Am Super Facts podcast, I need y'all to go to IG. Go to my boy page, Jeffrey_Rose. That's Jeffrey_Rose, a.k.a. J. Martin. I need y'all to go check out his t-shirt brand, Ambitious Society. My dude, he's coming with the heat. Man, these t-shirts, man, they for anybody that's like driven in life to become better at whatever they doing in life, like a doctor, you know, like myself being, you know, doing my own podcast, you know what I'm saying? You got to be driven by the ambition and be motivated, you know, to have the desire to achieve something. So that's the real meaning behind Ambitious Society. So I need y'all to go check out his t-shirt brand again, J. Martin. You can find him on IG at Jeffrey_Rose. That's Jeffrey_Rose. Check him out. Peace.
You are now listening to the I Am Super Facts podcast with your boy Super Facts. He got the belt. He got the titles. Super Facts. Super Facts. Yeah, that's me.
Yo,
bro,
what's crack?
What's good with you, my man?
Man, chilling, bro. Just got home from a long day today.
Long day with you at work.
Yeah, man.
Climbing, getting that count. That's always a good thing, man.
Somebody got to check that bag.
Yeah, you back again on the I Am Super Facts podcast, man. The infamous Jack, dog. I get a lot of talk about you, man. Good and bad. Good That's and fine. Bad, man. Hey, you That's like fine. Bring it. So what's up, man? I know you've been doing your thing over at the Hot Room Convo, man. How that's coming along for you?
Man, the Hot Room Convo definitely cracks. Shout out to my girl Shorty Nick. My girl yeah. Art Love Candy. We yeah. rocking. Man, we just keep it, we keep it raw, we keep it uncut, and we keep it honest.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get, but you know you're going to get them three every time.
Hey, that's what's up. Check it out every Sunday, Monday morning, whenever she drops the episodes, you know, Sunday they come night. Straight to my phone. Sunday night.
Sunday nights, every Sunday. Yeah.
I check them joints out, man. You know, they get me through my Mondays when I'm at work. Gets me through, man. Y'all be on some wild stuff on that podcast, man. It ain't short stopping, you know.
Damn right.
Hey, but look, man. You know, you came on. We finna chop it up. You know,
most definitely.
We finna definitely chop it up. Look, man, I was on Twitter like a couple days ago, like it was probably last week. Seen some shit on there, man, where this black man was kicking this older black woman in the face, and he kicked her in her face like three times. You know what I'm saying? Which is a problem for me. But what made me even more upset is like. You had like a bunch of people that was just standing around and they got their phones out and they recording they recording this dude violating this old lady, man. I that shit just don't sit right with me, man. Did you know anything about that?
Yeah, so I heard about it, and then I didn't really hear nothing else about it. So I went and looked, you know, just to see what was going on with it, and man, dude kicked that lady 6 times, bro.
Yeah.
For no reason. Like, and I'm not saying that there's ever a reason to kick an old lady, but bro, walk on the train, kick the lady, get off the train. And everybody, like, I'm not going to say it was a train full of folks, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, but it was enough folks on the train for them to have their phones out recording. And then for dude to get off the train unscathed, bro. Like, how?
Right. I don't get it.
That could have been my grandma, bro. I'd have
somebody should have, no. I mean, even, not even that, though. Like, I'm the type of person, bro. Like, I see some shit that's like, ain't sitting right. It ain't sitting right with me. Like, I pretty much try to get up and like, yo, cool out. Like, I would have had to rush him, yo. Like, I don't care about if he was, you know, bigger than me. You know, I'm looking at this nigga like, yo, this motherfucker might whoop my ass. But nah, I don't care. Like, I would have had to do something. Hopefully, somebody would have joined in. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, I couldn't sit back and just watch a dude, you know, violate an older lady. I mean, I don't want to see a dude violate a woman, period, but it's just crazy that, you know, she, and then, you know, nobody went, like, even when he got done and he left the train, like, nobody even went over there to see if she was okay. Everybody just still, you know, record, got their phones out, and, you know, but I checked it out, and I guess the I was on Twitter, and this video kept getting retweeted and retweeted and retweeted, and people was leaving comments like, yo, so we need to find this guy. Somebody need to do something, you know. And I guess somehow it got back to the police. They end up finding this dude and arresting this man. And, you know, I hope they charge him with, you know, what would they charge him with? Assault or some shit?
Yeah, I think it would just have to be assault, because all that other shit, you got to have a weapon or, you know, a bunch of other shit that come into play.
Man. They need to throw this motherfucker underneath the jail, man. And that's some bitch ass shit, you know.
Hell
bitch
yeah.
Assness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's some, like, super clown shit, bro. Like, come on, man.
Right. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, man. Like I say, starting tomorrow, bro, I'm gonna start a journey of 45 days of positivity. Everything that come from this way over here is gonna be positive. I'm not gonna do nothing negative, man. And I'm gonna stick to this, and I'm gonna do my best to be the most positive person I can be, man. And I'm giving a challenge. I'm sending challenges out there to people, man. Like, y'all need to be positive. Everybody needs to be positive. Show love, man. Just show love. And I'm challenging everybody to be positive and show love, man. What you think about
that's
that?
That's dope. Because that's especially in these times, bro. We getting killed by everybody. We getting killed by each other. When I say we, specifically black folks, we getting killed by each other. We getting killed by the police. We getting killed by the correction officers, you know, sheriff's deputies. Man, we getting killed by everybody, bro. You know, it feels gay. Like we've been trained that showing love is some soft shit. But
definitely
it's
not.
You know what I'm saying? I tell all my real niggas, I tell you all the time, I love you, bro. It's probably 3 dudes that I really, really rock with. And that's a common thing between us. We love each other, bro. And it ain't nothing wrong with saying that.
Facts. Facts. I'm with you on that, man. Like, that's all it should be. Like, if you rock with somebody, bro, you should just show love. But I mean, you don't actually gotta rock with with somebody just to show. You can show love to any and everybody, bro.
Is that
any and everybody? Just show love, man. A lot of people be hating, talking negative. You know what I'm saying, about certain people. And I mean, like I say, example, yesterday I'm on the phone with somebody, they just spewing all types of negative energy just coming out their mouth, bro. And I told them, like, hey man, you need to practice on being right. positive, man. You need to practice it, bro. Just wake up and get all that negativity out. And you know, just be positive. It is because that's all they know is negativity. You know, when you brought up in a negative space, and you round nothing but negative people, shit. What you think is gonna happen, man? You're gonna be a fucking negative person. And you know, I've been guilty of being negative. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't always been a positive person. I'm, you know, I put it out there. I've been negative, but you know, it takes a grown man, somebody that you know that they've been negative, and just be like, yo, fuck this shit, man. I'm finna be a positive person. So I'm gonna do this challenge for 45 days, and you know. Once the 45 days over, I'm gonna be back in there. So nah, I'm gonna take it longer than 45. But my goal is 45 days, man. It's gonna be 45 for me. And on top of that, I just started this keto diet, dog. Like, I've been on it for only 3 days now, so it ain't been long. But you know,
just trying to get back down to provide it's weight?
Nah, hell nah. I ain't trying to get back down to that, cause that's too skinny. But I'm trying to get down to a comfortable weight where when I put on my clothes, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? I got a closet full of clothes that I can't even fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got shirts and shit up there and pants and shit that I'll try them on, and the shit tight as fuck. So I'm like, damn, Joe, like, this shit don't make sense. So I'm like, fuck it. You know, I gotta make a, I just gotta be real. You know, you gotta be real with yourself. You gotta be true to yourself. You can't lie to yourself. Like, every time I try to start a diet or something to lose weight or go to the gym, it's like I end up stopping, and I never get back on that horse and get back to it. You know what I'm saying? This is something like I'm like looking myself in the mirror, and I'm like, look, man, you gotta do this shit, cause I'm turning into a fucking slob. You know,
man, all the time.
You ever,
bro,
felt like that?
Robbing the shit out of me, bro. Paying for it, 30
a paying
month.
For, huh?
And don't even go.
You don't even go.
man. And every time I look at my bank account and I see that 30 hit, $29.99, LA Fitness, Irvine, California.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
And I've been paying that shit for years.
Shit crazy, man. Yeah. How long you in the head of fucking gym membership?
I think I opened my gym membership with LA Fitness when I was living in Maryland, which was 2012, 2013. So we talking 6 years at least.
6 years. And you don't even go that much.
When I was living in Maryland, I went daily. But since I left Maryland, it's been, I might have been to the gym. I go for 2-3 weeks straight, do good with it, have a bad day, then push that bad day again, have 2 bad days, 3 bad days, and I forget about it again. Until one of my homies be like, bro, let's go work out, man. I'm trying to. And I be like, all right, cool. You go, I go. And then fall right back off.
Yeah, that's everybody's story, man. That's, you know, everybody always starting that shit, man. And don't finish, but Joe, I'm determined. I'm determined. I got my ass up, got off work, came straight to the crib, didn't do nothing else. I put on my running shit, went straight outside and went for a run, bro. And then came back, got in the shower, feel good, got me a nice little meal. And I feel good, man. Like, want to make this a habit, dog. Want to make this shit a habit. And to losing weight, man. I want to lose a good, I'll say 30. I want to lose 30 pounds, bro. Because I'm like at 260 right now. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get probably to 220. Like 30 to 40 pounds probably in between there. Get to 220 and then see how I'm feeling. And if I want to take it to 215, that's what I'm going to try to do. But, you know, it's all about eating right and having a good workout. And that's why I'm definitely sticking to, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. That keto shit worked. This chick I used to talk to, she got a homeboy that was, I mean, he was like my 600-pound life big, bro. And man, that keto shit, got him right back in tune.
No doubt. Real talk. My cousin, she do it, and she been hitting me up like, you know, every day. Well, these 3 days, and texting me, you know, just helping me out, giving me you know, recipes, do's and don'ts. Yo, you should download this app. This app gonna help you. And you know, I do everything she say, and I'm finna go for broke, better? Man. Just try to.
Like, do you feel a difference yet?
I mean, a little bit. Like waking up in the morning, I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I'm having more energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't as sluggish in the morning. Like getting up to go to work. Like, I'm getting right up. But it's, you know, it's only been 3 days. Like, I'm gonna, give me a week. And I definitely, you know, have some real info for you after this week. Because the crazy thing is, you know, motherfuckers take those before shots, man. Before shots, man. This shit is crazy. Looking ass, boy. Hey, go find that man.
Go find that fat ass man.
Ass looking. Right. Go find that man. My ass looking like, man, who did it? Like, Joe, you need to throw that shit back in the closet, bro. That shit gotta go. That's how I was looking, bro. But enough of me talking about my diet and shit, man. You know, we know what it is. Diet positive, we know what it is, man. Did you hear about the prosecutor that's doing that fucking R. Kelly case? This dumbass dude, I think his name, Michael Avenatti.
Yeah, I heard about
some shit like that. The man arrested for trying to extort $25 million from Nike. Is he goofy?
I don't know, bro. I mean,
like,
apparently. So I guess this is my opinion about when we hear people doing dumb shit. My opinion is they done that shit before and it done worked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they do it again. Sometimes it be the first time they get caught doing it the first time. But when you talking about some $20 million shit, he did that before. And that shit worked before.
Yeah, but you think he tried to do that, like, against a sneaker giant, a company like Nike, or, you know, he have and got away with? You think?
Nah, I think he might have been getting paid off by Nike, because Nike, bro, it's that college sports shit is big, man. You know, and Nike got influences with all of the money they got, you know, and the teams that they sponsor. You know, hey man, you get dude to go over here and play ball over here, I'll break you off. You know, he a good look for our brand. You know, so.
Right. So this dude, he basically was trying, like, he was basically like, yo, you give me 20 to 25 million, or I'm gonna reveal like damaging claims, or like, is he trying to claim like the dirty business they doing with,
yeah,
with college,
so he knows
sports
some
and
shit.
Shit.
He really do know some shit.
Yeah.
Something ain't right with that.
Because
when I first heard about it, I'm like, how can you extort Nike? Like, how? What's the hotel on them? They make shoes and clothes.
Yeah, what you got? Did Nike come out with this? Like, did they came out with this, like, the story to let people know what this dude was trying to do? You know,
shit,
I don't know.
Yeah,
huh?
It's got to be more to it. Have to be more to it.
Yeah, and they say he was also charged in like a separate federal case of embezzling.
See, that's what I'm saying. He
trying to pay his own expenses and debts.
He true to this shit. He a crook.
This dude, the fraud in the bank in Mississippi. Hey man, this dude. But look, dog, do you think this shit gonna fuck up what's going on with R. Kelly?
Shit, I don't know. He might be in some Jesse Smollett shit. Like, man, look, dude, trying to prosecute me for shit. He a criminal ass dude.
He a dirty
dude,
son
too.
Of a bitch.
You know what I'm saying? He that shit. And speaking of Jesse Smollett,
hey,
something had to be up with that, bro. Uh-huh. Like, y'all did all of this shit, and then all of a sudden,
right,
you throw it in the trash can. Something up.
It's, I don't know what
I'm
to
not
say.
Gonna
listen, I really don't
guilty.
Know. I don't understand. Bro, he guilty. I'm saying, allegedly, he guilty, bro. Like, bro, that, come on, fam. Like, it's something
right.
else. It's something
shit, you probably
that,
know.
That, like, it's
that they was like, all right, look, man, we gonna go ahead and just dead this shit, leave it like it is. Cause they still ain't said he was innocent. They just dropped the charges.
Just dropped the charges. So that, yeah, right. It don't mean he's guilty, and it don't mean he's innocent. But I think he did that shit. You know what I'm saying? The only good thing that come out of this is, you know, like, yo, bro,
right,
don't do no more dumb shit.
Right. Don't be on the whole
thing. Basically, don't do no more dumb shit, bro. Don't do no more dumb shit. And go live your life. Go make some movies. Do some more Empire shows or whatever you're going to do. But just don't do no dumb shit like this, because the shit just sounded stupid, bro. Like, we... Bro, 20 degrees, it was below 20, and motherfuckers finna jump on him, and at the same time they jumping on him, they screaming out MAGA country.
With ski
this
mask
is MAGA
and a
country.
MAGA hat on top of the ski mask. Come on, bro, stop.
Joe, I don't get it, bro, and it was almost like it was a fucking publicity type stunt to me, because afterwards, he did that. He got on stage talking about the gay Tupac, bro. He blew me with that. I was pretty much done once he said some shit like that. Like, I'm the gay Tupac,
man.
And the crazy thing, man, did you see those dudes that supposedly jumped on him, bro?
Roll as hell.
They brothers, and these dudes are some fucking
like
bodybuilders.
Some shit he said, personal trainers or something.
Right, and this fool talking about they punched him,
right,
and he punched him.
Right,
and punched
right.
His ass back. Like, bro, famo, let's.
Right.
Hey, the jig is up, man. If these dudes punch you, fam, you going, you down for the count, bro. You going to be down, bro. Like, you ain't even, and both of them, if they both attacking you, fam, you not finna get a lick.
Like,
and then this mob.
Did he have, like, bruises and shit? I seen a scratch or something?
No, he had a scratch, bro. He had a scratch on his cheek.
Stop.
He had a scratch on his cheek, fam.
That's like Jordan that said Floyd Mayweather beat her up. Like, come on, man. This nigga beat up grown men for a living. And ain't no picture surface to you swallow up.
No pictures. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Floyd did something. You know what I'm saying?
Or something,
yeah, but he ain't like
right
jabbing
right.
No chicks, man.
He was Mike Tyson and she was Van Holyfield or something. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
They made it seem like that nigga was throwing combinations and shit like that. Like, nah, bro, like. You Floyd tap like a female Floyd get in there and tap you up a little bit, yeah, it's gonna have some marks on your face, bro. Like, nah, bro, they need to stop it. But Jussie, man, like
the gay Tupac.
I just don't know, man. Yo, gay Tupac, bro.
So speaking of Tupac, you know, what you think about your boy?
I can even roll a pee. I can even roll a pee.
What do you think about your man Kodak, man?
Kodak is, I feel like he a clown for saying that some shit like that. I mean, sometimes some of these rappers, they just say things. They say things for clout. They say things to get their name rolling, bro. Like, I don't even understand why he would even mention like Tupac, Biggie, Nas. I don't even know why he'll mention them. Like, for what, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. We talking about Pac and Biggie, bro. Like, leave it alone, bro. Like, he don't even have one song that can compare to anything. They whack his song.
No,
you feel me?
Bumping,
he ain't got... Man, look, man. Like I said, man. Go get all Biggie CDs. And play, and you find me the worst song right. That Biggie made, and then we put it up against what's the name of that fucking song you just said? See, I don't even know this man's music, bro.
You know that
I don't
shit.
Know his music.
I can't,
bro.
I can't even know.
What is it? All right, look,
that
okay.
Shit that go,
if you. Oh,
right,
that,
right,
see,
right,
I know the beat.
I don't know what the fuck he's saying in the song.
I know the
at
beat.
All.
I know the beat. And I like that song with him and I think it's him and Gucci. I think him and Gucci, man, got a song that was out recently. I don't even see it. That's what I'm saying. I don't know the name of that shit. Like, all these new artists, I don't listen to them, man. I'm not saying they're trash. I'm not saying nothing like that. What I'm saying is I don't listen to them.
Right.
You feel me? I like to listen to the 90s. I like listening early 2000s, 90s hip hop. That's what I listen to. And right now, like the rappers right now that I listen to is probably like Drake.
Of course,
Kendrick, my favorite rapper in the game right now. So it's and then J.
Cole.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, Kendrick all day. Like Kendrick, Cole is not touching Kendrick at all.
Don't
like,
know about that.
And nothing. Joe, I will listen to Drake before I listen to J. Cole.
Don't know about that one, bro.
Facto. I will listen to Drake before I listen to J. Cole. But J. Cole is the man, though. Like, I'm not taking nothing away from him.
Yeah, I fuck with Cole. I just like his style, but his lyrics be so on point. Like,
listen, man. He got some duds out. See, this the reason I don't put him up there is because he builds you up and then he lets you down. Like his last CD was cold. Like that shit was dope as fuck.
Hill?
His last CD. Nah, not Forest Hills. The one. He put out two CDs after Forest Hills.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me find this shit real fast, bro. I'm finna find it real fast, bro. KOD.
Right.
Old as fuck. So if you listen to like, all right, Cold First City, Cold World was fire. Dope. Then it was fire. Then he bring out Born Center. Yeah, Born Center was okay. Yeah. Then he bring out Forest Hills Drive. Forest Hills Drive was fire. Then he bring out For Your Eyes Only. No, it was not. That shit was mediocre. Up then.
Let me.
KOD is fire. KOD is fire, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, KOD is, man, that shit damn near a classic to me. I fucks with KOD, like, heavy. I fucks with that heavy. And that was the last city he put out, man. He had some hits on that shit, bro. But like I said, like Kodak Black, bro, I don't even know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I don't listen to him. I can't name.
This is what I was thinking about when they said, when I read that shit. You know, I can understand where he may be coming from in the sense of how he got his age range rocking with him. You know, as far as how Biggie and Pac had folks rocking with them. But the difference to me is Biggie and Pac had pretty much everybody going through. It didn't matter what your age was. The young folks, you know, right. Biggie, when you play Biggie right now, young folks know what that is. You play some Kodak Black, it's like, man, you sat here, we had to, you know, hum the tone for you to know what I was talking about. But, you know, when Hypnotize come on, motherfuckers know the words to that shit.
Don't matter
who you are. it's white folks listen, no big. You know, I seen a video, these like old, they looked like they was somewhere in the Middle East or whatever. They was playing Biggie at the wedding. And everybody was dancing to it. Grandma singing the lyrics to the shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Come on, Kodak. You got to be smarter than that. But then I also heard Lil Wayne. Well, I can't remember if it was Lil Wayne or T. It was Lil Wayne. Yeah, that shit, Best Rapper Alive. Best Rapper Alive. That shit, he did an interview. And they was like, yo, how you... Like, they took it as he was being disrespectful to all the other rappers and shit. And he was like... Come on, man. Am I supposed to say I'm the second best rapper alive, or the third, or the fourth, or the fifth best rapper alive? Like, should I not feel like I'm the best at what I'm doing? So I can kind of understand Kodak's logic, but it's just not factual in the least bit.
Yeah, I don't have, like I say, man, I don't have a problem like with him saying whatever he want to say, but like I said, like. You're gonna get called out for it, like, especially if the majority don't agree. You're gonna get called out for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, is you better than Jagger? I mean, like, come on, man. Like, who in their right mind would say Kodak Black is better than Jagger? Right. Like I said, he's not even. Well, let's talk about the rappers that's in the game, like we just mentioned, Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. You can't even, he ain't comparing to them dudes, right, man. Come on, right, man. Let's be for real, man. Let's be.
I say something. Somebody said he ain't even on Fabulous. Fabulous. Right. Who was the other dude? Lloyd Banks. Fabulous Lloyd Banks. And the third one was Chingy, bro. Like,
yeah, Chingy. Well, I think he might be better than Chingy, but. He might be better than Chingy,
bro.
But Chingy, man, damn. Chicky had a couple hits, yeah, though, exactly, man.
He had a couple. He had a couple hits, like two right. songs that I listened. I listened to right. Yeah, right there, and that one shit he had with Jason Weaver, I think.
I don't even remember that shit.
You don't remember that shit? That shit he had with Jason Weaver. Nah. Hey, hey, you need to check that shit out. Man. That shit. Hey, I ain't even gonna lie.
We found out you a Chicky fan, bro.
Man, this was back. It was it was just one of those songs, man, that I just searched Chingy, right? I put Chingy featuring, like, I ain't even finished, and the first thing that come up is Jason Weaver, bro. Like, that song he had with Jason Weaver, I think that was a hit, bro. It was that one call away. I can't believe you don't remember that shit.
I'm finna look it up now.
Look that shit up, man. Like, I'm dead ass, bro. Like, that one came out. He came out with that song. That shit was a hit. So to me, like, the man only had like two hits. Shit, that was it. That was it, man. You found it, yeah,
I'm looking at. I'm finna play it real quick.
Yeah, play that shit.
Oh yeah, this shit was bumping. This shit was hot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was hot.
Bro,
I told you.
Yeah, I told you, man. But hey, man. Ain't nobody bumping no motherfucking Chingy right now.
Jason Weaver, you know what I'm saying? He's from South Holland out there, you know what I'm saying? In the South suburbs.
Yeah, Jason Weaver, yeah. What happened to that guy, man?
Shit, I don't know. Go find that, man.
I don't know what happened to that guy. Go find that. Somebody need to go find that, man. Hey, man, look, check this out, man. I had went and go. I checked out the movie Us, the Jordan Peele flick. What made me really want to go check it out, first off, you know, I love Get Out. I love Jordan Peele. You know, he's black man making horror movies. You don't really see no black guys in that genre. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I ever seen like a black director that does horror movies. And, you know, I love movies, man. You know what I'm saying? And Us, I feel like I seen a couple of reviews before I went to go see it, but you know, it was just people on Facebook talking like, yo, this shit was trash. I'm like, what the fuck is they talking about? Like, yo, I gotta go check this shit out myself. So I go check the movie out. I'm talking about, man, that shit was dope. Really? That shit was dope. Like, motherfuckers go and watch a movie and they just watch the movie. They don't try to figure shit out. They don't
A lot of reviews I've seen, people that were saying the movie was trash was because they said they didn't understand, or they felt like the plot, they want the plot explained to them. Like, motherfucker, what's the point of watching the movie? Go read a book then.
Fuck. But bro, if you pay attention, it's not hard to get the meaning or get what's going on. Like, I'm definitely gonna go see this movie a second time.
Yeah, you always do.
But yeah, all the time. But from the first time, you know what I'm saying, I'm not gonna lie, I finished it. I had questions. So what I did was I fucking went on YouTube. I started watching review movies about it. I started putting the pieces together, and I was blown away. Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yo, I need to go see this shit one more time. Even though the first time I seen the movie, I felt like it was dope as fuck. So, hey man, this dude, Jordan Peele, man, he's a genius. I think he's a genius. And I recently read that he's gonna do the Candyman movie next year. He's gonna do a remake of Candyman. I wish and I hope and I pray that he has Tony Todd the original Candyman in the movie. Hey, Tony Todd, man, he still looked like himself. Like, I just watched the movie that he brought out. I think it was this year. I forgot the name of the fucking movie. But he fucking he still looked the same, bro. And no matter who I'm saying, Tony Todd can still play fucking Candyman.
Bro, Candyman was scary, like, as fuck.
Bro,
as a shorty,
Candyman.
As
bro,
a shorty,
on my mama, bro, on my mama, on my mama.
Man, look,
on my
that was some shit we ain't play around with. Like, motherfucker, go in the bathroom, turn the lights off, and say that shit.
Man, I wasn't doing
that
shit.
Bro, I was out of the crib. Fuck you talking about? You do that shit by yourself. I'm out of here.
Yourself. I'm out of that shit, Joe. Like, that's... Candyman is the only movie that ever, like, scared me, bro. Like, and then I watched it again, like, a couple months ago. I watched it, and it didn't, you know, it didn't do shit, but I did sit there like, damn, how the fuck this movie scared me like that? But when I was a shorty, that shit had me like, yo, this motherfucker... It's just his swag in the movie. He was a motherfucker, man. But he recently played in this movie called Hellfest.
Okay.
Which, you know, he like, it's like a fucking amusement park, like circus amusement park type deal. And they doing like what like Six Flags, when Six Flags had a Fright Fest and shit. And how, like, you got people just running all around the fucking theme park and shit. But you know what I'm saying? They did the same thing, but in this theme park, and people run around, and it's like a real fucking killer that's killing motherfuckers, man, in this movie. But it's a decent little movie, you know what I'm saying? It's a decent movie. But Tony Todd was in that movie, and fucking Tony Todd could play Candyman if they did a remake. But I hope they do, but I doubt it. I doubt that Tony Todd returns to play Candyman. Right.
A lot of people don't know who Tony Todd is, though. It might be.
Once you say Candyman,
yeah, but
they know who the fuck
don't
is.
Know who the fuck Candyman is.
Yeah, younger motherfuckers don't know. The young people, they don't know who Candyman is, because we ain't have no movies. All the scary movies or horror movies that come out today, it ain't comparing to how it was back in the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go watch like Nightmare on Elm Street, the old ones, and them shits is fucking good. Like, you... Like, it's, they did a remake of Nightmare on Elm Street back in like 2010. They did a remake with a new Freddy, a new guy that played Freddy. And, I mean, he wasn't even like the old Freddy. Like, old Freddy was a fucking jerk, asshole, telling jokes, making you laugh and shit.
It's crazy because I used to be terrified of Freddy Krueger. Like, when I was a shorty, like, to the point to where my mama used to sing that fucking song. You know how little kids, your mama tell you to go to bed.
Yeah.
You're making all kind of dumbass excuses not to go to sleep and shit. My mama used to start singing that shit. I was out of there, bro. I'm in my room, no clothes.
Yeah.
But now when I watch Freddy, I'm like, man, this shit ain't even scary.
Hell no.
You know who always scary to me, bro? Still to this day? The nigga Michael Myers, bro.
See, I was a big Michael Myers fan. Like, I fucked with all the Halloween, so Halloween really didn't scare me like that. Cause I fucked with them motherfuckers. Like the new one. You seen the new one?
Nah, I ain't seen the latest one.
Oh, you need to go check that shit out.
I need
to. They brought the original.
Old as fuck.
It's the original people, you know what I'm saying? You got the original Mike, the dude originally playing Michael Myers is playing Michael Myers.
How the fuck do we know?
Because they, you know, they did, you know, I'll be on like IMDb and I'll be reading the articles and looking at the fucking interviews and shit.
Right, but what I'm saying is, how the fuck do you know that that's really him, though? Like, he got a mask on.
Come on, man.
Because Busta Rhymes played Michael Myers, motherfucker.
That movie was boo boo.
It was trash as fuck.
Trash, no, man. They need to get their ass.
Not Michael Myers ain't scary, but what scared me is that shit could damn near happen in real life.
Oh,
like
definitely.
It really could be a nigga running around here now. Now the nigga getting shot and still living and getting smashed up.
Oh no, nah, that ain't happening.
Nah, that shit ain't happening, but. Man, it could be a nigga. Them be the scariest movies to me, where I feel like, man, this shit really could happen. Like Freddy Krueger, not so much. Jason,
yeah,
not so much. Michael Myers,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jason rose from the water at Camp Crystal Lake and all that bullshit.
Nigga was drowned.
Myers was
shit.
Just a crazy ass little boy killing mice in his basement and graduated to killing dogs and then started killing humans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is what really be taking place.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I like, you know what though? But I like Freddy Krueger's story though. I like his, like, you know, he was a fucking pedophile and shit, and the parents, they fucking set his ass on fire. The kids he was like fucking around with and shit, they set his ass on fire, and then he came back and hunted the kids in their sleep. So the story was good, you know. He was just a fucking funny ass jerk, man. That motherfucker was funny as fuck. Man, I love them Nightmare on Elm Streets, man. I'll probably go watch that shit tonight, my nigga. Go to work tomorrow. Fucking around with motherfuckers. But no, I can't do that. It's 45 days of positivity, yep, man. You gotta remember that shit, bro. You gotta remember that shit. I can't be a jerk, fam. I can't be an asshole to people.
You got 2 hours and 15 minutes, bro.
Damn, son. Damn, Joe. Hey, before we get up out of this thing, man, what you think about LeBron James, the king, not making the playoffs?
Hey man, shit happens. The man can't beat 12 motherfuckers by himself every night.
Hey man, but they were saying that shit when he was in the East. They were saying this man was beating people by his damn self.
How?
He was going to the finals every year.
By himself?
That's how. And they said he was playing with some tomato cans.
By himself?
I promise you. Hey, you watch Undisputed with Skip and Shannon. Shannon used to be last year and whenever LeBron was with Cleveland, LeBron was getting all the credit for he took that team last year to the fucking finals. And they talking about like it was a bunch of nobodies. So that's what he get the criticism from, because you with this team, hey. You got to at least make the playoffs. Though.
But what I'm saying,
ain't nobody saying
bro,
the final, but playoffs, bro.
LeBron James, brand new team. The whole team just came in the NBA last week, and then go to the playoffs. Who done that,
bro?
Who done that?
I felt like they were good enough to go to the playoffs. I know, and you know what. He gonna get a pass because
he get a pass this
he got
year
injured.
From me.
He got injured. He got
right.
injured. They had injuries.
Right.
Lonzo Ball out. Brandon Ingram out. LeBron James was out. Rondo missed time. Like, they had a bunch of injuries up and down the roster. So he gonna get a pass this year, but they still couldn't made the play. They could have made an 8th seed this year. Even with all those injuries, they still could have made the playoffs. But like LeBron James, he came back and it was just like no effort. Like and then the players, some of those players, they gave up on him when the trade deadline, when you know the Lakers GM, Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka, they wanted to get rid of the whole team just to get one guy, Anthony Davis. And so I believe that rubbed a lot of the players that rubbed them the wrong way. And I feel like they resented LeBron for that because
that guy.
LeBron also is, you know, he runs Clutch Sports. Clutch Sports has a fucking agent there, Rich Paul, and Rich Paul is LeBron's agent, and Rich Paul is Anthony Davis' agent. So they feel, and then Anthony Davis requested a trade from New Orleans, so they thinking LeBron is the fucking dude that's pulling the strings behind everything to get. Exactly. So that's why the team just, I don't know what he's going to have to do, man. He should, like, man, I don't know. He gotta be a better leader, fam.
Facts.
But he won't be in the playoffs. I think it's going to be crazy without LeBron in the playoffs, though. I mean, I would rather LeBron be in the playoffs. I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, I don't rock with LeBron. You know, I respect LeBron. I respect what he has accomplished in the NBA. But I would rather see him in the playoffs. I think you want all the best players in the playoffs. So
of course.
He's probably number one. He's probably the best player in the league right now. I don't know. You know, we got a lot of people that say other players, but I would have wanted to see LeBron in the playoffs, man. I think it would have just been better. And you know, in the West. The West is the best. So definitely gonna be tough without him in there to watch. But hey, it is what it is, man. I think the Warriors gonna do their three-peat and win another ring. And hey, they're gonna ride into the sunset and fucking KD gonna go somewhere else. And it's gonna be what it is, you know. But
damn near unstoppable, seems like.
Yeah, once the playoffs come around, I think they're gonna be unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? I think so. Yeah. But man.
Oh yeah, before we go, we're talking about basketball. You heard about Big Baller Brand?
Big Baller Brand. Yes, I did. I heard about Big Baller Brand. I'm disappointed because I wanted them to succeed. I wanted them to succeed because they, you know what I'm saying, it's a black company, you know. They some entrepreneurs. They came through like, yo, we don't need Nike. We don't need Adidas. We don't need Reebok or whatever. We gonna have our own brand. And with LeVar Ball came through like, yo, I'm gonna have my son be the face of it. And it's something that could have got bigger than what it was, but you know, they had a lot of issues. Besides what just happened, they had a lot of issues as far as you know, back orders on the shoes. People wasn't getting their shoes on time. They had, and then the shoe was expensive, bro. Let's just put it out there. The shoe was like $500.
Hey, are we gonna act like those shoes wasn't Kobe's without the Nike sign though?
Hey, I feel the same way. I feel like there was some knockoff Kobe's.
Yeah, that was Kobe's without the Nike sign, bro.
Yeah, you a sneakerhead too, so I know you know. I know you know. Yeah, they was just some knockoff Kobe's. Like, yo, we know who you idolized. What shoes you really like? Cause that's all they were to me. But like I say, man, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed they had somebody on their team that, you know, was stealing money, $1.5 million. That's
super trash.
That's trash as fuck. Like, cause you know, Lonzo's still on his rookie contract. He hadn't even gotten his big contract, you know, with the millions and millions and millions. Right. He got some money, but he needs that 1.5.
Damn right.
Bro. You know, that's too much money to be, you know, stealing this shit, bro. Like,
I lose $1.5 and I'm looking for it. motherfucker.
I swear to God, I can't lose.
But yeah, you know, it's sad on multiple levels because now going forward, you would think that that would make other potential young black entrepreneurs that young black athletes that want to be entrepreneurs kind of second guess, you know. Yeah. And that's also going to make the agents and the partners and all of that shit, it's going to make it harder for them because now these NBA players, they got to fight for that trust because, well, how I know you ain't going to do me like the last dude did Lonzo now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just... And then it's just all around harder for black folks anyway. Nike killing right. the game. Adidas killing the game. Shit, Puma done got back in the game. You know, yeah. Puma got basketball shoes now.
Right.
Motherfucker, Dwayne Wade signing with a company out of China.
I'm getting that money.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of money out there for them, for these guys, man. But you know, they wanted to come through with their own shit. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't want no backing from
you
Nike
know where they going now though, right?
What? To Nike? Yeah, Nike. Yeah.
Lonzo tried to be incognito with the shit, but LaMelo put it all out there.
he said, Nike, it
yes,
is.
Sir.
Hey, you can't go wrong with Nike,
nah,
dog.
You can't.
I'm a Nike head,
unless
man.
You,
I love
you
Nike.
Play for Duke.
I'm a Nike head, bro. Like, no three stripes for me.
Man, bro. I don't know about that, bro. If you put some Adidas Ultra Boots on your feet, you might have to rethink that.
I will give you that. I will give you that. Adidas be having some comfortable ass shoes. I give you that. I wouldn't go buy them. That's what I'm saying. Like, I will not spend my money on Adidas. I'm not doing it, bro. But you know, at one point I wanted some Yeezys, but Kanye on some clown ass shit. I can't support that man. So
hey, man, never mind. That's controversial.
What?
I was about to say, I'm still listening to Kels.
hey, I still listen. I mean, dog, like, I didn't play a couple songs. I mean, I'm not finna stop playing Kels. What the fuck?
Right.
Like,
so how you gonna
I'm not gonna stop
playing
Kels. Look, man, I didn't stop playing Ye because I'm still listening to College Dropout. And I'm still listening to Late Registration.
Right.
And I'm still listening to 808s and Heartbreak.
Right.
What I'm not listening to is all this new shit. I don't listen to none of this new
tweaking.
Shit. I didn't listen to Life of... I didn't feel fuck with Life of...
What?
Pablo. I didn't fuck with that shit, man. That shit was
Life
trash,
Pablo.
Bro.
I mean, it had some bangers on it.
It had some bangers on there, bro. Like, one or two.
That's what I'm saying. That it wasn't
right.
No album, but...
And dude, come to me with it. Come on, man. You gotta. He just throwing shit out there. I feel like I don't feel like he.
Tweaking.
I don't feel like
he definitely.
So you go listen to College Dropout, fam.
Oh,
and then you listen to Life of Pablo. Like it's like it's two different Kanye.
That shit fire from top to bottom.
Right.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people love that Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I don't know about that one.
It was decent. It was decent, but I didn't hear a motherfucker say that was like his best week. I'm
oh,
like, what?
Hell no. Fuck.
Nah, no, no, no.
I remember my homie in the Navy put me on Kanye. He was on a mixtape. And I can't think of the name of the mixtape, but I was like, damn, this nigga from the crib. He dope. And then he dropped the College Dropout. I was like, oh shit. We got one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
I miss
yeah.
Ye.
Bring
that. Oh, yeah. Let me get that one.
Again.
Hey. Make Kanye great again. at the same time, we're going to make Superfacts great again. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. This is the I Am Superfacts podcast, man. My dude, my brother, Jack. Hey, Jack. Hey, you know, go ahead. Leave us with something, bro.
Man, that positivity shit is real, especially in 2019.
Facts.
Positivity.
Facto.
Unity. Love. Man, that shit should be across the board.
Facto. Hey, where can they check you out again? Man, what podcast?
I'm a permanent part of the crew over at the Hot Room Convo with my girl Shorty Neek and Art Love Candy. We drop our episodes every Sunday. We got some more stuff in the pot brewing right now. We'll let y'all know about that. But check us out. We on Anchor. We on Spotify. We on Apple Podcasts. Check us out.
Facto. This is the I Am Superfacts podcast. It's your boy, Superfacts, a.k.a. Faxavelli. I am the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title. Hey, Jack, man, thanks a lot, bro. You know you welcome back.
Good for
anytime,
thanks for having me, bro.
All right. What's up? 100. All right.